Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
To the Wise Men Say podcast, the final preview show of the season, which I think is a relief for everybody, not least me and Richard Easterbrook. Hello, Richard.
We've limped to an end. We have literally plodded.
We have plodded until the end of the season. We're in These Things Happen, watching the darts, and we're going to preview a game that nobody cares about again.
Yeah, I mean, nobody except for Sheffield Wednesday fans, who have quite a lot riding on this.
Yes, they need a point, I believe.
I was meant to check this, but
no, they do. They need a point. Birmingham must win. Plymouth essentially need a point because of the goal difference, I think. And Sheffield Wednesday, I'm pretty sure, only need a point. Obviously, Rotherham and Huddersfield. Well, Huddersfield have to win, I think, 40-0 or something.
Yeah, Plymouth are playing Hull as well, so a lot of riding on both sides. Because Hull need to win to get into the playoffs, and yeah, it's exciting.
It is exciting. Yeah, the table's quite wonky, but anyway, yeah, we'll talk about the match very, very briefly. It bears no relevance to us. Obviously, there will be a lot of, well, we have to respect the league to play our strongest side.
Yeah.
What is that?
The strongest side?
Yes.
Whew. I've got no idea. You stuck us on the spot here.
Well, Mike Dodds doesn't know either. No, so
that's a problem. So it seems to be pretty sold on having three at the back, for all its merits or faults. It's a problem. I've just not seen anything from them. There's not, like, no one that's like, oh, he's really staked his claim to play. At the moment, it's very much whoever. Well, put it alphabetical.
You could do that. So, I mean,
Aushish goes in goal.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, I mean, probably. I'm not, you know. Well, Anderson's out on loan, so. I don't know. I mean, I imagine there won't be too many drastic changes, to be honest. He's clearly not going to do that. If he was going to do that, he would have done it a few weeks ago, because we've had nothing to play for a while. There's been a lot of clamour for Watson, etc., to get a game. He's not going to start, I don't think. It'd be the sort of game where you wouldn't mind seeing him maybe come on. They're not going to want to throw the game, Sunderland, but I don't think they're going to have to, because I just think Sheffield Wednesday will come here and beat us quite comfortably, to be honest.
No, their form. I wrote a piece for We Are Sunderland this week about Sheffield Wednesday's form. I think they are 10. No, they're more. They're quite far away from us.
Oh, the form's really good.
Yeah, the form's decent. And ours puts us, 19th since Rule was appointed, Danny Rule. So, yeah, they're obviously coming there with form. They're coming with momentum. They'll be a completely different side of the side we played at Hillsborough. Like, and we're a completely different side of the side.
That
went out in Hillsborough and did so well. It's night and day now. It's complete role reversal. So yeah, they've looked pretty good and they've pulled off some decent results. I think they'll win.
I think they'll win. It's quite mad. I tweeted something last Saturday after the game that was also tweeted afterwards. But it was pretty mental. If we lose, I think we finished like 4 points ahead of Sheffield Wednesday, which...
Three.
Which,
if they win.
Yeah,
we'll finish 3 points.
Like, at the time of that game in September, if someone had told you that, you would have probably had them, you know, shot, I guess. Like, because it would have been such a bizarre, wild statement to think that we were only... Because they were just down and out. I know they've changed the manager, but they were down and out. They were gone. That we were playing, you know, some really nice... After the shaky start we had, we started to play some really... And we ran rings. The game was won after 20 minutes.
Yeah.
And to finish 3 points ahead of them would just be... And I think it's quite damning, really, on the, you know, the second half of the season, which has just been just an aberration, really.
Yeah, absolutely. Like... Good luck to the commercial department trying to sell season tickets on the back of the second half of the season. They had to resort to, oh, we're getting a new pitch, or we're getting a new PA.
Yeah.
Great. New lights. Fantastic.
Great, yeah.
Yeah, these are not things that should make people sign up for a season ticket. I mean, I've done it anyway.
Yeah.
Because I'm an idiot, but... But aren't we all?
No, I've renewed as well, but
yeah,
it's like...
That's why we're here.
But I'm always going to do that. They got a little bit of a shot in the arm with the Hummel news, I guess. People do like that.
Just grasping at this.
Oh, it's terrible. Like, it's just a... It needs such a big... And this isn't the podcast to go into now, but it needs such a shake-up in the summer that you're almost... You're basically going into next season as if we've just come up without the new bounce.
Yeah.
Like, without the newly promoted bounce, it's mad.
Yeah, obviously the finances came out today.
I was just thinking about the team again on Saturday. Is there any... I don't know. Is there any benefit in throwing any kids in there? I say kids.
No,
they're probably older than half the first team.
I don't know. I'm not sure how... what the reaction would be. I think if the reaction, if it was like a few weeks ago and people were still quite annoyed about things, I think that anger's now turned to apathy. That's what it is.
Yeah.
You turn up to the match going like, we're just going through the motions.
There'd be a lot of people just simply don't go.
Well, yeah. I mean, and I missed the last home game and I'm only going because I don't want to kind of go that long without going to a match. I'd quite like to go
in. July, like, oh yeah, I forgot about the gap.
Yeah. It's like if you don't use an app on your iPhone and you get the little...
Oh, the cloud.
Yeah, the little cloud next to it. That's what I'm going to get on my seat if I don't sit in it. So I best kind of occupy
that sounds like something that would happen on like Wii Sports.
Yeah.
So a little me character walking along with like no legs.
Yeah.
He used to like float in the air.
So... I'm going.
An orange shirt on.
I'm going. But if he does put out a completely out of the ordinary squad and he puts young players in, maybe that gives the supporters something different to go at. That I don't think they're going to get a bad reaction. Had he done it 6 months ago, he probably would have got.
Yeah,
those players would have been thrown in at the deep end, but I don't think there's any water left in the pool.
I think
thrown in at the deep end, it's just
no. I think there's no deep. I think it would be a bit like when we played Wolves. Molyneux played the last game of the season. We don't have many when there's nothing. You know, it's just a game. It's a friendly basically for us. It doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Sheffield Wednesday, I think, will just come at us with such intensity to try and win the game that we'll just be knocked. We won't be able to. Which sounds pretty mad, but I just don't think we'll be able to cope with their. I don't think we'll be able to cope with their desire to win the game.
Yeah, I mean, on the flip side of that, they could come with so much nervousness and trepidation. Exactly, and we might. Because we've got a youthful squad, might not have that, but at the same, I don't know.
It would be quite funny to be so bad for 6 months and relegate.
Yeah. Like, I mean, like they went out of the relegation zone for the first time.
Yeah.
Like a fortnight ago.
Yeah, they thumped West Brom last week.
Yeah. West Brom are the ones. I think they'll drop out of the playoff picture.
You think Hull will get in?
I think Hull will get in. Yeah.
So Hull getting in requires them, I think, to beat Plymouth.
Yes.
So that means it's. Are you saying Sheffield Wednesday beat us?
I'm saying yes, they would, yeah.
Well, I think that I don't think they'll lose. Mm. So that rules Sheffield Wednesday out and also opens the door for Birmingham. Now, Birmingham play Norwich, and Norwich also have to win to get in the playoffs. So, basically, who's getting in the playoffs? Who's going up automatically? It's going to be Ipswich, isn't it?
Yes, I think so, yeah.
Because they need a point against an already... Well, I say they're not relegated, Huddersfield. They are, because they need to win. I think it's... But 10 goals and 8 overturn or something.
I think it's only Huddersfield and Rotherham that have fewer points than games played.
Right.
Me, that's my barometer. Right. You get it in the Premier League, you get the bottom 5-6 having that, but you very rarely get it in the Championship because.
Yeah, because there's 46 games.
Yeah. So you very rarely get teams below that, but even when we were relegated,
Rotherham
we
got, have got what, like,
24 points.
Yeah, it's pretty poor.
It's not very good.
Yeah.
So, like, even Sheffield United have actually they've got probably got about half that.
They've
got 16 points, yeah, because they've beaten our 15.
Villa, when they went down in 2016, 17, whatever it was, they got 17 points, which is often forgotten about that, really. In Ipswich, when they went down from the Championship a few years ago, they won 5 games.
quite the feat.
5 games. One of them being against Leeds on the last day of the season. even we won more than that when we went down.
So I guess we're going to be part of the split screen action, aren't we?
Yeah, I imagine so. So just to finish what we were saying. See, Leeds might be tough, but it doesn't matter. Ipswich will go. Playoffs will be Southampton, Leeds.
Leeds?
Well, Leeds aren't going to go up. Leicester. Foxes have won the league.
Southampton, Leeds.
West Brom, Norwich or Hull?
Hull.
And Norwich.
Norwich, yeah.
So Norwich is going to be Birmingham?
Yeah.
Or Birmingham are going down then?
Yeah.
Right.
But I've got no skin in the game, I'm
not bothered. No, I'm just saying there's your tips for the weekend.
I think like what we did last season should never be forgotten.
No.
But yeah, I think West Brom have been on the beach for a while. You know, we showed that with our
but they've been on the beach, but wrongly so, because
I think it's obviously they're a side that I don't know why we're going about. I didn't even want to talk about football.
I know. Well, let's do the predictions for this, and we've got some questions. So what's the score going to be on Saturday?
We're going to lose 2-1.
I think we'll draw 1-1. There you go. We'll take a break, and then we've got some questions when we come back.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Welcome back to the Wise Men Say podcast. We've got a few questions. Peter Wilson, I must apologise. He had asked about the accounts. Chris will be putting a piece out on the website, I believe, at some point about the accounts. I'll be honest, I'm not interested, so I'm not going to sit and talk about it, and I don't think you're particularly interested either.
Richard's not interested either.
Right. We've asked you. Did you do this tweet?
Yeah, I did this tweet. Yeah.
So Richard's asked. I mean, who are we asking here? Are we just discussing?
Just putting it down as points for discussion. Right. I thought we might struggle for
right.
content.
Well, is it too early for shorts at the mat? I don't really wear shorts that much, to be honest.
Well, tomorrow's our last, our only chance. So, is it? I don't know.
You keep saying tomorrow. It's Saturday.
Yeah, I know, but this pod might go out tomorrow.
Oh, well, right, okay.
I was actually...
Right, yeah. Yeah. Right.
Yeah, try and make it look stupid.
Shut up.
At the last match I was at, I saw quite a few... Well, when I drove past the match last week, the Millwall game, I saw quite a few people walking towards the stadium with shorts on.
People do that. Postman news.
Well, yeah. And I'm pro shorts, very much.
Just like anti-shorts.
I'm not part of the anti-short sect.
This is when I had to plead that I wasn't against the RNLI when I was down the season. I was walking past with Frank and they were stood outside and they said, excuse me, do you support the RNLI? And I was like, no. I'm not against them. I just don't give them any money.
I just thought. It was a subject worthy of discussion whether there's a cut off, not a shirt cut off shorts, whether the cut off or whether you wear shorts at a game. August, would you wear shorts in August?
I wouldn't really wear shorts for the match at all.
No, I wouldn't because really I know how cold it gets in the bowl.
But Kieran, my mate Kieran, is a shorts fan and he will probably be wearing shorts.
I just think it's too perilous. I saw someone turn up to a midweek game and they had like a windbreaker jacket on. Mm. It's like they're going to regret that by half
time.
It's
so cool.
And they were shivering. You could see the shoulders going.
Oh, let us know. Well, none of you have, actually.
No, nobody has.
But the other topic point you had was, what is the most money you've ever lost? Do you mean a bet, or do you just mean...
Well, I just mean in light of the accounts where Sunderland... I thought I was trying to keep it topical.
Oh, the account, right.
So Sunderland lost £9 million
right.
last year, operating loss of £9 million.
Right, OK. I lost... On holiday last year, I lost €30 out of my pocket and I was like in a foul mood for like hours, really annoyed about it.
It does spoil things, doesn't it?
It was just like... Not an arbitrary amount of money, but like... When you're in the grand scheme of things, it wasn't the end of the world, but I was like really pissed off about it.
Quite a few Christmases ago, like probably about 25 Christmases ago, I'd go to my dad's on Boxing Day and we'd get a little bit of Christmas money because my dad lacked originality, you know, just give us money.
That's fine.
And the plan was always to go to the Metro Centre the day after and buy whatever computer game or whatever football shirt we wanted. And my brother didn't want to go, so he gave me his money to get something that he wanted.
Oh, no.
And I went for an ice cream, because I went by myself, completely by myself. Yeah. 14, something like that. And I got a succession of buses from where I was. So three buses, I think it was. I went for an ice cream and I left all of the money that I had in my pocket on the bench in the ice cream parlour. Probably about 50 quid. Half of which was my brother's.
Why was the money not... Why were you taking the money out?
Because we got... It wasn't... This was 99.
Yeah, but why was the money out of your pocket? Why was it...
I don't know. I got money out to pay for an ice cream.
Yeah.
And I just put it all... I'm anti-wallet. I don't have wallet.
No, I don't either, but I also don't just put my money next to me on the chair.
I just put it down while I was getting the £4 out for an ice cream. Left it all, walked out. About 5 minutes... realised my mistake, went back, it had gone.
Yeah.
They played at ignorance. I still think they knew more than they were letting on.
Where was it? Would you like to settle some scores?
Well, the ice cream's gone now, I think. But it was in the Antiques Village, so if anyone's listening, I think it's now a Turkish barber.
Oh, right, well, you just turn up.
Every time I go past, I just go
scowling at this man.
But yeah, that was the most money I've... I mean, talking about bets, I probably lost less on a bet than I have. That day, I was absolutely crestfallen. Also, had to explain to my brother that I'd left all of his money in an ice cream parlour. The ice cream was delicious.
But I mean, it's for the best. We move on to an answer from, I think, Michael Loff, who says, not necessarily losing money, but he forgot to cancel the subscription to Leeds United, which I presume is I follow, and just keeps getting emails saying, thanks for your payment from Leeds United. It's quite good. Which I quite enjoy, that. It's quite funny. Let's mix our own version of Beer 52 with everyone's.
Well, yeah. In terms of subscriptions, it's audible for me.
Oh, right, yeah. Medium for me as well. I'm a medium. But you do make a little bit of money back off it. Yeah, pennies.
I used to write for Medium, but I put a bit away now.
Right, yes, I knew. I let him finish. Dan Elmbleton said he had his wallet stolen as he was travelling to Wigan for the game in 2012 with £80 in it. He missed a match and had to get his then girlfriend, now wife, to buy me a train ticket from Salford from the station so I could get to her flat. The wallet was sent back without the cash.
Happened to my wife, actually.
There's 7 replies to this, and all of them are just porn bots.
Yeah. Or Bitcoin bots.
Yeah. The most important, I think, is question you've raised here is where does Southgate play Bradley Dack? I think there's a lot of talk about Foden. Saka's obviously in incredible form at the minute.
I mean, Saka's undroppable, really.
He is, but...
You talk about playing Foden on the left, but I think you've got to look at Dak being able to play anywhere across that front three behind Harry Kane. So it's where best suits Bradley Dak, to be honest, rather than like where suits Phil Foden. I think that's the kind of player that Southgate has.
I think even though he's struggled fitness wise, I think Dak, the experience he's got in around, you know, environments like that, make it difficult for Southgate to overlook him, I would say. For me, he has to play in the 10. Yeah. I don't think out wide at the minute, with the form, he's been in the best form, has he? But we know what he can do.
That's it. He's a guaranteed pick for Southgate. You know, he hasn't been fit this season, but he's peaking at the right time.
He's a maverick. It's like Gascoigne in 96.
Well, that's it. And he's peaking in time for Germany at exactly the right time. And he's not had the burden of having played 45 games. In Harry Kane's case, played 50 games.
I mean, those two friendlies, really, the England player, they're going to be key to Dak, really. I'd rest him Saturday. I don't think I'd play him Saturday. I think the nation's hopes are more important than a game for us.
That's it. And so Southgate knows what he's getting.
Yeah, he's not going to come and watch.
The fitness is the only issue.
I think it's fine. He can just go for a run or something. He'll be alright.
Well, exactly. Yeah.
If you've got any views on that, do let us know. But for me, it has to be a 10 from Dak. Robert Grimwood's asked, are we more likely to be playing Wolves or Walsall in 2026? Well, Walsall's probably more likely, I'd say. Well, they get relegated and promoted at the minute, I'm saying. Unless they're going to achieve back-to-back promotions.
I don't know. I think it's quite a frivolous question to be asking. It's quite laughable to think that Sunderland could be playing in League One.
Yes. You know, stupid question.
We've said some stupid things on this podcast, but to even suggest that Sunderland could be out of League One this season.
Wash your...
Could be up there with one of the most stupidest things.
Wash your mouth out with soap and water, Robert. Yeah.
No chance. Unless Walsall have a running form and they get up to the championship.
Phil Wilson has said Bradley Dack's best position for any manager is on the bench. I don't agree with that in particular.
There's 26 places to select, so big bench.
His squad will do the talking, Phil Wilson. Sam's asked, which part of Morrison's Market Street do you think Mike Todd's looks like he would work on? He thinks the meat counter. I think he looks like a fishmonger.
I think he's fish all day long with those little hats.
Yeah,
I think you get them on meat as well.
Put that cap on.
The meat counter is where Ross Stewart scored his second, the winning goal for Sunderland against Wickham.
No, when you were at Morrison's.
And I told the guy behind the counter, who was Mike Dodds actually, told the guy behind the counter, Ross Stewart, and my wife, who just walked around the corner, just thought I said, "Just do it," and I was really angry to the man at the meat counter. Which I wasn't. I was angry, but obviously because I wasn't at Wembley and
probably
I was
not
in Morrison's and Doxford Park. But yeah, I wouldn't react angrily. Certainly not to Mike Dodds.
No, you should take it out on Mike Dodds or the man who worked from the meat counter at Morrison's.
Yeah, the man from the meat counter has been dismissed. Mike Dodds has been placed in interim charge until Mike Dodds is appointed on a full-time basis.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about anything else?
Will Still's been sacked.
Oh, Will Still's been sacked.
Yeah, Will Still, You Love Me Tomorrow.
It's very good, yeah. Do you think he'll come as manager?
Well, it's made a lot easier now. He's free now.
He's
free as a bird, yeah. What was the release clause for?
It was millions.
Four or five million quid.
Millions, thousands.
So I think that's certainly put him ahead in the stakes. The question is how progressed are Sunderland in the head coach search?
Well,
there's talk about being close to an appointment after the weekend. That wouldn't suggest to me. I think that was before the Will Still rumours came about.
Yeah.
Unless Will Still's been trying to get himself sacked.
Yeah.
Do you ever try to get yourself sacked? It's impossible. Well, it's not impossible.
It's not. No, I haven't. Anything else?
No.
Right. That's it then from us.
Oh, one more thing. Christian Speakman.
All right, what about him?
He's been linked with Leon, hasn't he?
Oh, yeah, good, yeah.
Yeah, just
well, which
branch would it be, though? Because King's Cross gets really busy.
But can't see him coping with the demands.
That's it. Manchester Piccadilly's a good place. He can make the job his own, really, at Manchester Piccadilly.
The one in New Street was all right, actually. Which he could go back there.
Yeah, well, yeah, he'd be welcome with open arms.
Yeah, it's serious. Seriously, if he goes, whatever, I'm not really bothered.
Yeah.
I think he did well originally and then hasn't for 2 years now, to be honest.
That's it. This season has exposed quite huge shortcomings in the recruiting process, of which he sits at the top.
Well, he's in charge of it. So.
Yeah.
I know there's direction from above and there's financial restraints from above, and he did do well and he has brought some good players in. But I think he thinks
see where that gets you.
He thinks he is far cleverer than he is, and I think he's been exposed for it. And it's gone really quite badly wrong this season.
Yeah, no, I agree. So weirdly, I don't think it's all lost for him, though, because
he still has a lot of fans for some reason.
And I think a lot of the problems lie above him in terms of releasing some money, but the ability to do a lot with a little, he hasn't really shown that this season. Like the players that he has brought in and spent money on
have been largely poor. And it was, however, a good decision not to sign Kiefer Moore, of course. Ipswich will be ruining the day that he walked into their club as they clinch promotion on Saturday. That's all from us for the season. I'll be back in pre-season, probably for some Euros stuff.
Just remembered.
Uh-huh.
Live show.
What live show?
There's a live show this summer.
There's a live show this summer?
Yeah, we're playing the Co-op Live in Manchester.
Oh, right, yeah. Well, I've got some news about that.
Yeah, what?
It's been cancelled.
Oh, fuck's sake.
Yeah.
Right.
I know.
Good,
Come to my darts night on Sunday. Me and Richard are doing a darts night at Fausto Coffee on Sunday. You should come. It's fiver, and money goes to charity. So if you fancy yourself as the Luke Littler or the Luke Bigger of Sunderland, then do get yourself down and throw some darts. Not at people, like throw them. No, that's not allowed. But do that, and as always, Thanks for listening, and see you in the summer.
Sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.